ABC News.
Let's get more on what New South Wales might be in for. I'm joined by duty forecaster at the Bureau of Meteorology, Anita Pine. Anita, good morning to you.
Good morning, Sandy.
Just how much rain is expected to fall across the state in the next couple of days?
So the biggest rainfall event for the eastern parts of New South Wales will be into tomorrow as a low pressure system crosses the coast. So most of our computer models are painting a scenario of the bullseye hitting somewhere in the Sydney-Illawarra region. So potentially localised falls over 200 mils, but widespread not as much as that. Moderate falls around the Central Coast, Sydney, Illawarra, Blue Mountains kind of areas tomorrow. Along with that, we're expecting a lot of wind for the coast. So we've got a severe weather warning out for damaging winds. And this damaging winds will also whip up some hazardous surf conditions as well. So be careful if you're looking at going out on the water.
And I would imagine that sort of deluge would mean that flash flooding's a concern.
Yeah, we have an initial flood watch issued for rivers around the Central Coast, Sydney and Illawarra regions. It really depends where the bullseye of this system hits as to who might see flash flooding, but it's definitely possible throughout those districts. So remember, if you see flood water, don't drive in it. You know the old saying, if it's flooded, forget it.
Forget it indeed. And so the rain expected to come in tomorrow, will it begin in parts of New South Wales this evening, do you think, Anita?
Yeah, so we have a cold front crossing the state at the moment. So some falls sort of out in the inland parts and gradually moving east today before impacting the coast. The heaviest falls on the coast into tomorrow during Wednesday.
And a cold front, I would imagine, means that our temperatures would plummet as well.
Yeah, I mean, it's chopping the temperatures down by a few degrees. It's not as bad as a winter cold front, but yeah, definitely a little bit cooler. And with the strong winds for the coast, it'll feel a lot colder with the feels-like temperature.
So when will temperatures get back to normal and the rain disappear so that that part of Australia can get back to summer weather or November weather?
Yeah, so into Thursday, this low-pressure system is going to move off east into the ocean. So it's a pretty short-lived system, and then we'll be gradually settling back into more stable weather and the temperatures starting to climb over the next few days after that.
All right, Anita. Many thanks for the update.
Thanks, Andy.
Anita Pine there, duty forecaster at the Bureau of Meteorology. We always talk about the huge contrasts in our country. We've got that heatwave conditions and hot, dry winds in Queensland, in central Queensland, yet in New South Wales, residents preparing for a different type of conditions. Very different story further south, bracing for windy, wet weather and possible flash flooding with a drop in temperatures as well.
ABC News.